Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's the home and season opener Friday night for Caleb Kurzajewan Mustangs hosting Mitchell. It's the first, actually, of four straight on the red carpet. A new Go Fan ticket system in effect, and his assistant Edgewood AD, Sam Jones, tells me.
Found out through COVID, as we were having to do, contactless ticket sales, that it really is feasible. It's easy to teach. We also know and acknowledge that the public, there are some of us that don't have smartphones. There are some people that don't maybe have a debit card readily accessible. Mm-hmm. We don't want that to scare anyone away. Come to the gates. We'll make sure we take care of you and get you set up. But we feel like GoFan and using an online ticket system is going to be, that's the future. We have athletic passes that can be purchased for students, for seniors, for adults, and for families. But at any point, they can come into the high school as well, and we can get something set up for them. We're looking forward to getting athletic passes back so that a one-time purchase will allow for you to get access to every high school athletic event at Edgewood High School for the year.
And as Edgewood assistant AD, Sam Jones, so there you have it. Season tickets are also available. Perhaps that's the best way to cover things for the entire fall season. Kickoff Fridays at 7 o'clock. Reds back on the radio, hosting the Phils pregame at 6:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you can start to see it. The players want the burden. Put a hashtag build on their shoulders. As we get closer now to the season opener, on September 2nd, a Friday night against Illinois, Tom Allen has certainly made it a point of emphasis that solid winning teams are player-led. It's been that philosophy that assistant head coach and cornerbacks coach Brandon Shelby is seeing on defense.
It's great to see guys take the team into their own hands and make it player-led and player-connected. And I think that's what you see a little bit more now is they're connected. They're hanging out a little bit more, they're laughing and joking. You just see guys that are a little bit more cohesive than maybe last year. And so, like I said, that doesn't correlate to wins and losses. That just gives you an opportunity, I think, to hold each other accountable to the standards that they have and us coaches have for them.
Assistant head coach, cornerbacks coach, Brandon Shelby. Devon Monster Matthews, Brian Fitzgerald, Tywan Mullen, Jalen Williams, Noah Pierre. I mean, they know what bad and ugly looked like. They're out this year to hashtag build the good. First scrimmage, by the way, coming up in the fall camp tomorrow. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.